Alaska's state government has a math problem. The formula in state law for setting dividends is based on how much the permanent fund grows. If it grows a lot, the dividends are supposed to be big, like this year when the formula says they should be about $3,000. But the legislature also passed a different law last year that limits how much can be drawn from permanent fund earnings. Lawmakers said when they passed the law that they wanted to use much of this draw to stabilize the state budget. But the two laws may not work well together. So the Senate Finance Committee is considering a bill that would divide the draw. Bert Stedman is a Sitka Republican who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee.
We need to synchronize how the dividend is calculated with the percent that is taken out of the portfolio.
Stedman said at a committee meeting that he likes a 50-50 split, half going to dividends, half to government. That way people will know exactly what they're owed.
We want this clear and transparent, and in the event that future legislators look at violating the structure, they're not going to be able to hide behind some flim-flam and justify it.
But a 50-50 split also causes a problem. It would leave a more than $800 million gap between the amount the state is currently spending and the money it would have available from fund earnings, as well as other sources like oil taxes and royalties. Anchorage Republican Senator Natasha von Imhoff is the other committee co-chair. She says the share of the permanent fund draw going to dividends could be less than half. This would allow the state to maintain state funding for services, like schools.
So it is important to find the balance by which we can honor the Constitution by providing significant resources to both the individual as well as to our community collective obligations.
Von Imhoff says the state's obligation to pay public employee pensions and infrastructure maintenance must be weighed, as well as other areas where state spending has varied in the past. The committee has a second bill that would limit the portion of the state budget directly controlled by the legislature to $5 billion and allow it to grow at the rate of inflation. Von Imhoff says the combination of splitting the draw and limiting spending would allow PFDs to grow over time.
The good news is that it will be steady and sustainable and predictable, as in each year it should not have these wild swings of up or down.
Some committee members prefer to set a limit to spending in the Constitution, like Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed. Senator Mike Schauer of Wasilla notes the legislature has chosen when to follow certain statutes. The state hasn't followed the legal dividend formula the last 3 years.
We have shown a propensity in this building to not follow the statutes that we don't like.
Both Stedman and von Imhoff say passing amendments would be more difficult. They require two-thirds of both chambers to agree, rather than a bare majority for laws. Senator David Wilson of Wasilla says he's concerned the bill to change the PFD formula says the legislature may spend half of the draw on dividends, rather than saying it shall spend at that level.
You know, I'm just more in favor of the stronger language to help our the 59 other my colleagues to make sure that we follow these rules.
Von Imhoff says using the word shall would violate the state constitution's prohibition on dedicating revenue toward specific funds. And Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Walkowski rejected making a choice between PFDs and spending. He wants to reduce or eliminate oil production tax credits.
There are other choices. It doesn't have to be the PFD versus cuts.
Industry advocates say the tax credits are an integral part of the state's oil tax system. Stedman and von Imhoff say they want to reshape the bills to split the permanent fund draw and limit spending in the coming weeks and pass them this year. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.